a new show. Why doesn't the Cannes Film Festival like Netflix?
Hey, buddy. Well, you're right. There seems to be an issue there, right? They have rules now where if you want to enter your film into competition at Cannes, you also have to have a theatrical release, which for a streaming company like Netflix is a problem, because in France, you can't, if you release your movie in a theater, you can't put it on a streaming service for 36 months, which is not something we're used to here in the States. You know, it might take 3 months to get onto DVD, but with Netflix, it's sometimes day and date, you know, the same time. And with some exceptional films, now it's giving it, like Roma, it gave 2 weeks or 3 weeks in theaters before putting it on the streaming service. So for Netflix, it's really been opting out of Cannes.
Interesting. Is there any buzz? You talked about that French rule. Is there any buzz that that might change? I mean, the whole content delivery mechanisms are changing worldwide.
Well, it's interesting because of the press conference today, it almost looked like the leaders of the Cannes Film Festival want to double down on it almost as a differentiator to other festivals, where this could be the place where, you know, movies that, and, you know, supporters of, you know, what they call the theatrical experience, and, you know, big filmmakers like Christopher Nolan and Steven Spielberg, who have been pushing for tighter rule changes and tighter, you know, metrics around having films that only show in theaters to keep that alive, maybe they'll only show their big movies in Cannes. You know, they give them the premiere, so there could be something in it for Cannes.
And Anisha, this got me thinking, this story about how, if you could help us put in perspective, how big of a deal is the Cannes Film Festival, right? How crucial is that to the launch of a picture?
Well, it can be, you know, it can create huge buzz that lasts into the award season, which starts in the fall. I think some years ago, it had more impact. I mean, it is a film market. These film festivals are typically, you know, markets where you would go and sell distribution for a film, but they're also huge global platforms for press on a film and where you might get the first buzz. So, for example, Quentin Tarantino was expected to release, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his next film there this year, but we don't think it's going to happen. So it can be very, very important for getting buzz going around a film.
I want to circle back to Netflix. Latest earnings report came out just days ago, and now the company says it's going to expand to New York City. What's behind that?
Well, they do a lot of filming in New York. So, for example, their upcoming film this year, The Irishman, which is filmed by Martin Scorsese and stars Robert De Niro, that was filmed there. They're going to invest like $100 million. And it's sort of like an expansion of a production hub. There is something in it for them, obviously, which is an incentive. New York spends a lot of money to companies that are making films and content in the form of incentives, tax subsidies. So that's in it for them. And they said they're going to be hiring a lot of highly paid jobs, so 127, and thousands in production potentially. So we'll see how that plays out. But obviously we know that that's good news for Cuomo, who announced that today, because they lost the Amazon headquarters, but it's a much smaller investment.